This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. One detail we didn't get to in the July jobs report, the percentage of Americans working remotely because of the pandemic fell to 13.2% last month, down from almost 14.5% in June. It's true that millions of people haven't had that luxury, even during the worst of the pandemic. They've been going into offices and hospitals and grocery stores all along. But many who are still working from home are faced now with a decision. Go back to the office, stay remote, or figure out a hybrid model. Aside from the health and logistical questions, there are other implications to consider, like what being away from your boss could mean for your career. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that story.
There's a bit of a disconnect happening in corporate America right now. Early and mid-career workers have enjoyed skipping out on stressful commutes, stiff suits, and overpriced lunch salads. But their bosses, well,
managers do not really share the view of many workers.
One fan is a professor of sociology at Boston College and has been studying remote work during the pandemic. She says managers,
they still think that as a worker, you need to work in the office, right? So remote work is something that is incompatible with their image of what a worker is like.
Their image of what a worker is like. For many, that's still someone who comes in early and stays late, tap, tap, tapping away at their keyboard under their boss's watch. And so those opposing images of what a worker should be in the future, it's already causing some stress for workers now.
Whenever their managers send them an email, they respond instantaneously in order to show that they are really working, they are really addressing their needs. They feel they could somehow lose out if they are not being seen by their managers.
This FOLO, fear of losing out, is justified. In a study published in 2013, Stanford economics professor Nicholas Bloom tracked two groups of travel agency employees, remote and in person.
And after 21 months, the folks that were randomly chosen to work from home had half the promotion rates of those that came in. So that is a massive gap.
A massive gap, even though the remote workers were 13% more productive than everyone schlepping into the office.
From talking to manager after manager, they all say the same thing, which is, look, if you're coming in every day, I see you around, I get to know you, I think of you, you may even volunteer yourself for a promotion, and you're obviously going to outcompete somebody else that's working from home, say, 4 or 5 days a week.
Spontaneous encounters at the office matter. Those working lunches, happy hours, and even awkward elevator rides. Bloom says those concerned about climbing the career ladder should try to work in person, at least part-time, especially if other members of their team are going in, or find a job where everyone is remote. But what if that's not an option for parents and caretakers and others who may need to prioritize remote work over the alternative? Sarah Prince leads diversity, equity, and inclusion at the consulting firm McKinsey. She says the burden of the inequities that come with working from home shouldn't fall on employees, but managers.
Anybody who leads a team really has to lean into this moment. What does it mean to be an effective leader in an environment where how we work is really transforming itself?
She's particularly concerned about young workers who need to engage with more experienced ones to advance.
When you think about mentorship, sponsorship, a lot of that is fostered by us finding a personal connection in another human being where we see ourselves in them.
And big picture, she says this work from home conundrum is about much more than the careers of a few people.
There is a real risk that people with diverse backgrounds and identities will be left behind.
The pandemic has already widened the workforce gap for women and people of color. And without a careful look at how a remote, out of sight, out of mind workplace could increase biases against them, that gap could keep growing. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.